a real treat to be able to talk about this.
Local sport with Chris Mitchell from Nine News Border Northeast.
And I say that because I just have an inkling that maybe this is what, I know it's early, but maybe this is one of those years where border teams do well across all competitions. Chris Mitchell from Nine News Border Northeast. What a great weekend.
Good morning, Matt Lee. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, great.
Oh, yeah, really well. I mean, let's go through it, shall we? So the Bandits, men's and women's won. The men's thrashed.
Diamond Valley
just thrashed them by 40. That was huge. Albury won in the rugby league, the Thunder.
Big win against Wagga Brothers.
Soccer.
Murray United beat their nemesis, GV Suns.
How's that, Lou?
Yes. And in the O&M, pretty big upset.
I don't think anyone's really thinks it's April Fool's today, don't they? Lavington beating Albury by 71 points or something.
That deserves a round of applause. Crazy. They haven't beaten the Tigers for, I think it was 10 games or something. I mean, it was
quite 10 match losing streak. Yeah. But they've barely lost in the 10 years that they've made the 10 straight grand finals. So, I mean, they've lost a handful of games each year, if any. So it's just incredible.
Yeah.
And maybe the point system and the salary cap is starting to take effect. But, I mean, no one... Albury hasn't broken any rules, and they've done an amazing job. They've done well with what they've got. But yeah, I think everyone's pretty happy with the result, to be honest, if you're not a Tiger.
Lavvy, giant killers.
Yeah, well, I just got a sense they recruited really well.
Yeah, and out of the bush as well, which is goes to show that the Human Talanga League aren't that far behind the O&M and some good players running around.
Oh, for sure.
So it just bodes well for the rest of the season across all of these competitions, and it's been a rough few years for a lot of our teams in competitions that involve other areas, other places.
The Bandits didn't have a great year last year. Murray United didn't have a great year.
Thunder didn't.
They lost heaps of games by nothing.
Yep.
They drew the first one and then thrashed Wagga Brothers in the second. So
it's all looking good now, Lou.
It is very exciting.
Onwards and upwards.
Yep. I hope I haven't spoken too soon.
It's only round two.
The win's always good. Like, everyone feels confident after a win, right. Don't they?
Week is a long time in sport.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Chris Mitchell from... Oh, how did Geelong go, mate, to see us out?
Oh, I don't recall. No. Ruined my birthday, I'll tell you.
They lost, Lou. And you tipped them and they lost.
It was hard to pick a winner.
I tipped the worst I think anyone's ever tipped on Friday.
We're going to get to that, Lou. You took on Dennis. And Dennis spifflicated
not
you,
alone,
to be honest.
So embarrassing. Anyway, we'll see you tonight. Nine News Border Northeast from 6. Thanks, Chris Mitchell.
Thanks, guys.